That means we're going to go through a big part of the winter without much relief in these drier biased areas. And when we get into the spring, we're still going to be dealing with the same kind of flow pattern for a while longer. And so we'll end up with still fighting moisture deficits in the spring. I think we'll have a few week period in the spring where we can get some better precipitation to occur before we go into the summer pattern. From what I've looked at so far, we're going to see some more ridginess in the middle of the country, a drier bias, warmer than normal temperatures, all that.